Thank you for subscribing and listening to the University of North Florida Center for Instruction and Research Technology podcast. You're listening to the 2015 March edition of CERT News, which is located at www.unf.edu/CIRT/newsletters.
Hello, I'm Rick Lequier. I'm one of the coordinators for instructional design here in CERT, and I'll be doing the spotlight on Dr. Clarence Hines. When Dr. Clarence Hines took over the MUM 3701 music business course, it had been taught for more than 10 years in a face-to-face setting. Following the retirement of the course's previous instructor, Dr. Hines assumed the task of teaching the course because he wanted to provide a measure of stability for its future. Although initially filled with some trepidation, Dr. Hines was interested in transitioning the music business course online to allow broader access for music students. His initial uncertainty regarding online courses was based on concerns over whether the course would be seen as a legitimate option for students. Dr. Hines wondered whether the online course would be taken seriously. It was at this point that Dr. Hines registered for CERT's Teaching Online TOL 6100 seminar and began learning how to teach effectively in an online environment. While he first found the TOL experience to be challenging and intimidating, because he believed that adopting what instructors in other disciplines were doing online might prove difficult in an online music course, he came to realize that the online best practices outlined in the TOL seminar were eminently doable. Dr. Hines admits that he had hit a wall in his own face-to-face teaching. Lecturing was stale, and he wanted a new, more engaging way to connect with his students. TOL not only provided him with the needed tools to design and develop an online course, but also sparked his interest in trying out new strategies in his face-to-face courses. As a part of completing the TOL seminar, Dr. Hines was asked to submit his MUM 3701 course for an internal Quality Matters QM review. As a result of the tools, for example, a course template provided by CERT in the course development process, preparing his course for the QM review process was easy and straightforward. Dr. Hines felt that the entire review process was fast and simple, and his course easily passed the internal QM review. After completing the internal QM review process, Dr. Hines opted to have his course reviewed through the Quality Matters national review process. Despite the national review process's more in-depth and rigorous nature, the review of Dr. Hines' course was smooth and required very little of his time. Again, because Dr. Hines' development was facilitated through the use of the CERT course template and TOL best practices, the review process was quick and the course earned the Quality Matters national certification with only a couple of minor areas requiring attention. The biggest difference that Dr. Hines noticed between face-to-face and online instruction is that, as an instructor, he does not see the students every day. Yet, the interaction is there. Students are emailing, discussing, blogging. I didn't miss any of the interaction at all. I didn't pick up on any student feelings of isolation, says Dr. Hines. As for his initial trepidations, it would seem that they were unfounded, as early results show nothing but enthusiasm for the online music business course. Course enrollment during the initial iteration was about 60 students, almost double the number of students in the face-to-face course, and it is expected to be much higher in the future. As a result of the positive reaction to his course, coupled with his own ongoing training, Dr. Hines is now considering future online course development.
Hi, this is Deb Miller, Director in CERT, and in this edition of the newsletter, I'd like to talk about blended learning and some upcoming opportunities. Blended learning is an instructional model in which the instructor selects and combines classroom and online activities in a way that is intended to maximize the potential of each to help students achieve course learning objectives. Here's one definition that I like. A pedagogical approach that combines the effectiveness and socialization opportunities of the classroom with the technologically enhanced active learning possibilities of the online environment. In this model, classroom time is typically reduced in order to accommodate the additional time students are expected to spend online preparing for class or practicing new concepts. By combining both modalities, faculty can harness the best of both environments to solve common pedagogical problems. When done well, blended learning has the potential to improve student learning outcomes in a number of ways. The United States Department of Education's 2009 meta-analysis of research on online learning found that blended learning is more effective than either classroom or online learning alone. If you're interested in getting started with this approach, please consider participation in CERT's new Blended Kickstarter workshop or BlendKit 2015. See my article in this edition of the newsletter for more information on both and additional reading. I hope that you will find these resources and opportunities helpful as you consider adding blended learning to your own instructional toolkit. If you're interested in discussing further, please drop me a line or stop by my office.
This is Beauty Kolling, Coordinator of Educational Media. Today we're going to talk about the Higher Education edition of the NMC Horizon Report. The NMC Horizon Project was founded more than 13 years ago to research and report on emerging technology that will likely impact education. The annual Horizon Report provides insightful projections and guides educators in a technological world that never stops progressing. Published by the New Media Consortium and the EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative, the 2015 Higher Education edition of the Horizon Report, released in February, identifies key trends and challenges that will impact the future of educational technology over the next 5 years. In the short term, 1 to 2 years, the NMC and ELI experts identified two key trends for higher education: increasing the use of blended learning and redesigning learning spaces. In the section about blended learning, the Horizon Report discusses a positive shift in perception of online classes and their long-term potential. Successful blended learning initiatives require that instructors create quality, engaging content that stimulates students in both face-to-face and online environments, leveraging the appropriate tools to maximize learning in both arenas. CERT will be offering a new seminar, Blended with a Purpose, to provide faculty with an opportunity to get acquainted with the different facets of blended learning. For more information about that, see the announcement in this issue. To meaningfully redesign a learning space, educators need to look at newer models of teaching that meet students in the world that they live in, the digital world. The Horizon Report explains that this includes a migration from traditional lecture-based teaching to a more project-based method, with hands-on scenarios that replicate real-world environments and incorporates technology into the classroom. This approach more comprehensively prepares students for the futures that await them when they graduate. Learning spaces must be looked at from a different perspective in order to effectively redesign them. Rather than a room full of desks in rows facing one direction, institutions are adopting learning spaces that foster student collaboration. Projectors, mobile furniture, writing surfaces on the walls, and of course, plenty of outlets for charging electronic devices are key elements of a productive, redesigned learning space. In addition to the physical space, the Horizon Report reiterates the importance of integrating technology into the classroom. One useful way to do that is through the use of a handheld clicker system. Clickers are a common component of the flipped classroom pedagogy, a topic of past Horizon reports. CERT provides training and support for adoption of clicker integration into the classroom. To learn more about our clicker support, please visit our webpage. A key trend in the midterm, 3 to 4 years, segment of this report is a growing focus on measuring learning. While the business sector has spent a lot of time devoted to the prediction of consumer behavior through data and analytics, the education sector is starting to adopt a new data-driven venture, learner profiling, sometimes also known as learner analytics. According to the Horizon Report, through this process of gathering large amounts of information about student interactions in online learning activities, these results will allow for personalization of the learning experience and for performance assessment. Quoting the Horizon Report, "The goal is to build better pedagogies, empower students to take an active part in their learning, target at-risk student populations, and assess factors affecting completion and student success." NMC and ELI experts agree that one of the biggest trends to impact higher education in the long term, 5+ years, will be the growth of collaboration between institutions. Universities are increasingly competitive environments. The prevalence of consortia underscores a vision of institutions as belonging to part of a larger ecosystem. In the past, collaboration between universities in different states or different countries involved a lot of work and time. Now, people around the globe can be reached easily at a moment's notice. This change in accessibility provides institutions with the opportunity to combine resources and collaborate together to reach a common goal. The Horizon Report explains that institutions around the world are joining forces in pursuit of increasing accessibility, affordability, and the quality of education on a global scale. This section of the report demonstrates how higher education entities must rely on each other through the development of mutually advantageous relationships to ensure long-term survival and continued relevance. Full of interesting conclusions and recommendations for further reading, the entire Horizon Report is available to read online for free. The findings highlighted in this article serve as a conversation starter and food for thought about how we approach different styles of learning, the integration of technology into those learning models, and how educators can adapt to the global digital world.
Hello, my name is Latasha M. McPherson, Coordinator of Instructional Design here at UNF with CERT. Today we're going to be discussing best practices, and the title of this article is The 3 C's of Enjoying Online Learning: Communication, Collaboration, and Compassion. Pause for a moment and think about what brings you happiness. My family, music, faith, teaching, food, and shopping are just a few examples of the many things that I enjoy in life. However, it's the connections, engagement, and interaction with others that are the reasons behind why I enjoy these things. The same reasoning can be applied to finding enjoyment in teaching and learning online. The exchanges with others is what makes it satisfying. Let's talk about a few best practices that can help foster this enjoyment for both students and instructors. Communication, collaboration, and compassion. Communicating effectively in online environments is the foundation of any online course. Students need the ability to communicate with their peers and their instructor in ways that are meaningful. In a face-to-face classroom, it's very easy to recognize if a student does not comprehend what's being explained. In an online environment, you won't see the head nod of understanding or the blank stare of confusion. Fortunately, there are tools available to make that communication possible. The online environment can sometimes generate better communication with students, particularly among those who would normally be unwilling to speak up in a face-to-face classroom setting. There's a level of anonymity in the online environment that helps students come out of their shells and interact without fear of reproach. Using the tools provided by the school are a first step to structuring a communication plan. In creating a communication plan, you acknowledge what tools will be used to communicate. Email and phone calls are most likely used for reaching out. However, there are also tools available like chat and LMS communication tools such as Blackboard Collaborate, virtual rooms, discussion boards, and announcements to make interaction easier. Whether the tool is synchronous or asynchronous, it is important to structure a protocol for students to communicate with you. Responding in a timely manner is another aspect of effectiveness when communicating. When students are informed early on about your response timeframes, it helps to alleviate tension and fear of being isolated or unrecognized. Just as communication is the foundation of an enjoyable course, collaboration also plays a vital role. In the words of the 1624 John Donne famous poem, "No man is an island entire of itself, every man is a piece of a continent, a part of the main." Collaborating with peers is a practice that helps to provide real-world experience and keeps everyone connected to the subject matter. In my opinion, collaboration should be mandatory. At least one collaborative or group project should be captured in a course to provide the ability to share ideas in close quarters, stimulate new ideas, and possibly reshape each other's thinking. A few steps to making collaboration less worrisome for you and the student are: provide advance notice of collaborative assignments. Have students create a collaboration plan. Observe and monitor group participation. Explaining collaborative assignments in the syllabus will provide advance notice of the collaborative work, as well as create a learning object that gives precise instructions. You could also do this through an asynchronous meeting in Blackboard Collaborate, written documentation, or in a YouTube video. This advance notice prepares students to browse the tools available and begin thinking about how they can participate successfully and accomplish the assignment. Students should also create a collaboration plan that includes the collaboration tools available, times to meet, and assignment of roles for completion of varied tasks and deadlines for work completion. As the instructor, it is important to set up checkpoints to review the student's participation and the work or input necessary to complete the assignment. As with all technology, there is always a possibility that something will fail. There's also a chance that the user could be doing a task completely wrong and not realize it. Using the internet, computers, and applications can sometimes be challenging and cause frustration when technology does not perform like it's supposed to. This is where the third C comes into play, good old compassion. Not every student is tech savvy, and we don't expect them to be experts. Showing sympathy is the cornerstone to relieving the fear of failure. Showing compassion can even prompt students to become better learners over time. Compassion requires that we be responsive and relevant. Every student, even in higher education, wants to know that we care about them. Showing empathy on a late assignment, disgruntled classmate, or family issue will help to draw that student into the bigger picture, succeeding in the course. Facilitating a course online can bring freedom to both the instructor and the student. The ability to complete or grade assignments at your leisure in a location of your own choosing is liberating. That freedom gives you the opportunity to enjoy the things that we value outside of the classroom with a little more ease. If following the three C's, communication, collaboration, and compassion, are followed with persistence, then a lasting, enjoyable impression of learning and teaching online can be achieved.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information, please visit our website at www.unf.edu/cert.